You heard that conversation between me and Drover, right? Did any of it make sense to you? That was the weirdest conversation I'd ever heard. Counting goats? Counting their legs and dividing by 8? Sometimes I worry about Drover. I mean, he's not only running loose in the world, but he's running loose on my ranch. I have to live with the mutt. We share an office and bedroom. Some people think we're friends. Oh well. I didn't have time to think about Drover. I dived back into the machine shed and crept, stumbled through the maze of junk and finally reached the secret sanctuary near the northwest corner. There, in the gloomy darkness, I hopped up on the seat of the chair and assumed the pose of the mysterious sphincter, that huge statue carved out of desert rock by the ancient Egyptians. With my head frozen above 2 extended front paws, I sat motionless and listened to sounds of approaching footsteps. 1 set of footsteps. Slim's. I heard his voice outside.
Here, Hank. Come on, boy. Come to Uncle Slim.
He waited a moment and called again, this time quite a bit gruffer.
Hank, come here. Hank?
He smells a rat.
Okay, plan B.
He opened the big sliding doors and sunlight poured inside. Lucky for me, very little of the light reached my spot in the secret sanctuary. I had bad news for Slim. I wasn't fixing to show myself, and he could forget about me going to a school for dumb dogs. He was about to learn how dumb I was. Heh heh. He searched around the shed until he found a co-op dog food sack that still had a few kernels of tasteless, dry dog food in it. He smiled to himself.
This'll work.
He carried the sack outside and started shaking it.
Supper time. Come and get it. Come on, Hanky boy. It's steak and taters.
What a joke. I mean, it embarrassed me to sit there and watch a grown man make such a fool of himself. In the first place, even if I hadn't been wise to his schemes, I never would have fallen for that steak and taters hogwash. Didn't I know what came in a paper sack that had co-op dog food written on the side in big red letters? Hey, I'd spent my whole life eating that stuff, and I knew for a fact that it tasted only slightly better than firewood or soap. Steak and taters. That was pathetic. This was going to be a long, discouraging evening for Slim. He would look all over ranch headquarters and yell himself hoarse, trying to find me, but he would never think of looking in Drover's secret sanctuary, teehee, because I'd never used it before. It was the last place on the ranch he would look, and by that time, it would be next week. Teehee, ha ha, ho ho. This was hilarious. I mean, I could see and hear everything that was going on, and he had no idea that I was back there, in the corner of the shed, virtually invisible to... Slim was talking again. I clamped a lid on my laughter and listened.
Hello, Stubtail. Are you happy to see old Slim? Well, you should be, 'cause I'm so wonderful. I'm happy to see you too, only you ain't the one I'm looking for.
This was great. He'd called me and had gotten Drover instead. Well, when he got tired of looking for me, maybe he would take Drover to school. Wouldn't that be a scream? Ha! 1 hour of Drover would be enough to wreck any school. I choked down my laughter and strained to hear some more.
Yes, you're a nice little doggy. And you know what? I'll give you a piece of my homemade beef jerky if you'll find Hank.